Mamish, a few words from the end. Boy, me ne Rav Merav Nachman. I can't turn your page. Rav asked to shout from Merav Nachman. Nayda Mashi Tatsa Shliach LaKabel Gita Miyabayla. According to the Chazal, according to the Chachamim, that a girl, a Nayda, could accept her own get. The question is, can she appoint a Shliach to accept a get for her? What's the question? Do we say Kiyara Viyadamya? Do we say it's like the hand of the father, or is it Kachatzer Viyadamya? It's like the courtyard of the father, the possession of the father. Meaning, this we learned last time. Kiyara Viyadami, is it like the hand of the father? Meaning, Maya Via Mashu Shliach, just like a father can make a Shliach to accept the get for her. Afinami Mashu Shliach, or she can also make a Shliach. Or, Dilma Kechatzara Viyadami, maybe this that she can accept her own get is because she's like the father's courtyard. Therefore, she cannot make a shliach. She could accept the get because she's her father's courtyard, but that doesn't give her the right to go make her own shliach to receive the get from the person. Okay, that was the shaila that Rava had to Rav Nachman. A naida can accept her own get, that we know. The question is, can she make a shliach? Is she like the hand of the father? Therefore, she could make a shliach, or is she like the courtyard of the father, and she can't? This is where we're up to from last week. So the Gemara says, Is this Rava has a doubt in this? It can't be. For Amir Rava said like this. Cause forget a guy ready to get his wife when the son of Biad Abdu Yoshi. The woman had her own servant. Now we know that the hand of the servant is like the hand of the master. Right? So what happens if a guy ready to get his wife? And the Eved, her Eved is sleeping. And we'll soon see why Dafka is sleeping. And he gives her the get. The din is, Umishamartai, and the woman is standing there watching him. 44b1.
He gives the get to the sleeping Eved?
No, it's for his wife. But remember we learned you could put it in her Rishus. Right? And Eved is her property. Correct? So the scenario is, the Eved is sleeping. The man, the husband comes, right to get, and gives it to the Eved. He's sleeping, he doesn't know what's going on. And not only that, Mishmartai, the wife is watching the Eved, and we'll soon see what that means. The din is a reza get. Then it's a valid get. Okay? Why? There's a din like this. A chotzer, a courtyard, is only valid to acquire things if it's guarded. Chotzer mishtameres. It needs to be a guarded courtyard. If it's unguarded, then you, for instance, a guy has a backyard that's not fenced in. A front yard that's not fenced in. Yeah, it's your courtyard. But you can't acquire anything there because it's not guarded. Okay? So this is the scenario. A guy writes a get, gives it to his wife's Eved, who's sleeping, and the wife is standing there watching him. The din is, hareza get. It's a good get. Why? You have all the criteria. The Eved is the courtyard. He's being guarded, because he's sleeping, and the wife is standing there, so he's guarded. So a chatzit could be acquired. What happens, Niud? What happens if the Eved is awake? Ain't a get, it's not a good get. Okay? One minute. Why not? So Gemara says, why isn't, if he's up, not a good get? It's his her courtyard. Right? It's a chotzer. The reason is, because the Eved, once he's up, can walk around. He's not protected and guarded anymore by the woman. When he's sleeping, he's not going anywhere. She's watching him. It's considered guarded. If the Eved is up and can move around, she's not guarding him.
So if the backyard is not fenced in and the woman is standing there, it's good?
No. Oh, yeah, if the woman's watching the get, it would be good. But anyway, the Gemara says like this. This is the din. What's the din that Rava said? Rava said, you write a get, give it to your wife's Eved who's sleeping, and she's watching it, it's a good get. But if he's up, he's not. Why? Because it's a chotzer that's not guarded. So Gemara says, "Vi k'tzalka daiter k'chatzar vi adamya." Coming back now to our Gemara, if you're going to say a 12-year-old girl is like a chatzid, even if she gets the get, she also shouldn't be divorced. What did we say before? That if you give a naira a get, it's good. But if you tell me she's like the father's courtyard, so then even if she gets the get, she shouldn't be divorced. Because she's walking around. Who's guarding her? It's not a guarded chatzar anymore, because she's up. Just like by the Eved. Rav said if he's up, it's not guarded. Right? So Naira, if it's a courtyard, she's also not guarded. So how could it be good? So therefore we must say, why is it good if you give it to the girl herself? Because she's the hand of the father. So if she's the hand of the father, why can't she make a get? Why can't she make a shliach? What was Rav's question? Can a girl make a shliach? Right? What's the question? Is she the hand of the father? Then she could. Is she the courtyard of the father? She can't. Right? So Gemara says, 1 minute. Rav himself said clearly, a person who's up walking around is not courtyard. It's not a courtyard. Right? Because it's not guarded. So therefore, what must she be? The hand. If it's the hand of the master, of the father, why can't she make a get? Why can't the girl make a get? Make a shliach to receive the get. So Gemara's question is, why is Rav having this question? No, the 12 to 12 and a half. Yeah. Elam, therefore we must say, Pshitalei, that Rava holds, she's really the hand of the father. The girl's the hand of the father. So what's his question? Can she make a shliach or not? What's the question? Mi alima kiadavina. Is it as good? The question is like this. She's definitely not the courtyard of the father. She's definitely only the... No. Sorry. The wrong page. So the answer is, it's definitely the hand of the father. What's the question now? Can she make a shliach or not? Is she as good as the father? In other words, is she just like the father? And therefore, just like the father can make a shliach, so could she? Or it's the hand of the father, but she's not as powerful as the hand of the father, and therefore only she could accept the get, she cannot make a shliach to accept the get. In other words, we know before in the Gemara, and we're going to talk about this more, a kid under bar mitzvah, a girl, okay, was married by the father, so it's real marriage, right? 11-year-old girl can take her own get. Okay? But she can't make a shliach. Because she's too young to make a shliach. But she can accept her own get. The question is, the Gemara's Rav's question, what's the din of a naira? A 12-year-old girl, can she make a shliach or not? So he answered, Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered Rava, Ein es a shliach. She cannot make a shliach. In other words, the Gemara is saying, a girl can accept her own get, the 12-year-old, but she cannot make a shliach to accept the get. The father could accept the get, and the father can make a shliach to accept the get.
It's kiyad, it's not
mamosh yet. It's kiyad, not mamosh, right. Which makes sense, by the way. I mean, it's good, but not as good.
So there's no difference between naira and katan in this regard.
Yeah. If it's you mean as far as making a shliach, correct. Right. Katan for sure cannot make a shliach. I mean, that's a given. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question of Nachman. Eisvei, come, I'll ask you a question. Ktana sha'amro, if a girl who's under bas mitzvah, not a naira, under 12, says this kabbali giti, she says to a guy next to her, do me a favor, go get my get for me. Okay, she sees the husband coming, for whatever reason, she wants to look at her husband, ex-husband, about to be. So she says to a guy standing, do me a favor, get me the get. Ain a get that she gi get liyoda. It's not a get until she gets it. Because a ketana cannot make a shliach. Right? But now the question is like this. It says Ketana cannot do it, which implies that a 12-year-old could. Right? Or else the Braisa should say even a bigger din. Even a Naira, even a 12-year-old can't. It doesn't say that. The Mishnah of Braisa, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Ketana cannot make a Shliach, which means a Naira could. So it's a question of what Rav Nachman just said. Rav Nachman just got through saying a girl 12 years old cannot make a shliach. Here it says, yeah, her naira, how does it get? Right? So Gemara says like this. Hachav ha-mayaskinan, she'en lo'av. You're right. You know why, in this case, a naira would be allowed to make a shliach? Because his father is not alive. If the father was alive, she cannot make a shlich because only the father could.
Mother doesn't play a role at all?
No, sorry.
In the old days.
Halachically nowadays too. Not in these dinim.
But
the Gemara, so the Gemara is answered like this according to Rav Nachman. A Naira can only make a shlich if she has no father. But if there's a father, she could accept the get. The father could accept the get. The father can make a shliach, but she cannot.
Shliach cannot be a woman, then.
No, a shliach could be a woman for this.
So why couldn't the mother do it?
The mother do what?
Yeah, shliach accept.
No, because the girl is under the jurisdiction of the father, not the mother. The mother cannot marry off a girl if the father is alive. So the Gemara is going to get into now the next few pieces of Gemara. This was called Maimed, what's called basically, if a girl doesn't have a father, the mother or brothers can marry her off under Bat Mitzvah, but as soon as she turns 12, she can say, I don't want this guy. And she doesn't need a get. She's a free girl.
Mion?
It's called Mion. Yeah. The Mion means refusal. What does it mean, refusal? The day she turns 12, she says, I don't want this guy. I refuse to live with them. So then she doesn't need a get. She goes out free. If the father marries her off, even if the father's dead, the girl needs a real get. And if she's not, she's a married woman with all the strictnesses of a married woman.
It means her kiddushin wasn't good till she get 12?
It's rabbinic kiddushin. You mean, not if the father does it.
No,
if the mother or brothers,
then it's not good condition.
Right. It's rabbinic. No. Because what happens is, if when the girl's 12, she says, yeah, I want to stay married, then it becomes biblical. Because then she agreed to it. And the money that was given 3 years ago becomes effective now.
It's
retroactive.
At age 12, when
she says, I don't want this guy, she gets the kesuba money, or how? Yeah. Yeah. Why not? In fact, there's what's called Shtar Miun. There's a document Beis Din gives that to prove that she did it, that she refused. But it's not the process of a get.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Okay, so Mashiach shows up, right? We go back to this 12-year-old get married?
Who's 12-year-old?
It's our Naya, who's 12 and below.
What's the difference if Mashiach comes?
Mashiach is not here yet.
What's the difference?
No, but no 12-year-old can get married today.
Who? In Torah, she could.
Oh, he means when Mashiach comes, based on Mitzvah, this built on, we
have... No, I'm saying even today in Halacha.
12 years old.
You know, I'll tell you something. In today's Halacha, okay, and there was a lot of problems with this, by the way. If a father, for whatever reason it is, comes over to a guy over 13, and the guy wants to marry this 10-year-old girl, okay? And the father accepts kedushin for her, and the guy says, she is a 100% married woman in Torah law. In secular law, it's statutory rape. I mean, I'm not talking about that. But in halacha, she's an eshes ish.
But then the guy can get arrested for messing around with 11.
We're talking about Jewish law now. We're not talking about... You're right. That issue we'll deal with.
Okay.
And it's interesting. If the girl is 10, Okay, so she's a full-fledged married woman. If a man over bar mitzvah commits adultery with her, he gets killed. Not her, because she's a minor. Minors don't get punished. But the man over 13 that lived with her, he gets punished for Eishes Ish. Because she's under bas mitzvah.
So why was someone
married? If a 9-year-old boy, which halachically a 9-year-old is already marriageable concept, yeah? If a 9-year-old boy has relations with an Eishes Ish who's 18, okay? She gets killed, not him, because he's a minor. It works both ways. Under 9 is not considered anything. I'm saying over 9, a 10-year-old boy, yeah, lives with an Eishes Ish, has an affair with an Eishes Ish, she gets killed, and he doesn't, because he's a minor.
So this guy who's like, gets married to a 10-year-old girl, he gets killed, because he's living with a minor.
Right.
Okay, so there's no point even marrying a
12-year-old. No, I'm saying if she's married, not if she's not married. Huh?
Huh?
No, way. Then there's no mis. It's with the Rabban. Okay. So Rav Nachman answers the question, or the Gemara defends Rav Nachman, when you look at it, that he says, this price that says she could make a shliach refers when she doesn't have a father. But Rav Nachman says she cannot make a shliach is when she has a father. So Gemara says it doesn't make sense though. Because Amid Iktani Seif, at the end of the Mishnah, it says like this. What happens if Ma'amar Aviyot Seif Kabul Get Lebiti? What happens if the father says, go accept this get for my daughter, and the husband gives it to the shliach? Imratzu Ba'alachze Be, if the husband wants to change his mind, Lo Yachzer, he cannot change his mind, because once the shliach gets the get, the woman's automatically divorced. Right? So the Gemara says, if the end of the Mishnah is speaking, if she has a father, that means the beginning is also if she has a father. You answer me they're speaking, she doesn't have a father, but the end of the Mishnah says clearly if she has a father. So if the end is speaking with the father, it means the beginning is also with the father. So the Gemara says, no. Chasuri mechzere v'achiktani. The Mishnah is missing words. And this the Gemara does a lot of times. The Gemara says the Mishnah is missing words. This is the way the Mishnah should be read. Ketana shomlis kabaligiti, a girl that said, was a minor, said, receive my get for me, ain't a get that she gives a get the other. It's not a get until she gets the get, because again, a girl cannot make a shliach. Ha naida, but a girl, a 12-year-old, it is a get, because she could make a shliach. B'med v'arim amur, when, b'she'en lo'av, when is can a naida make a shliach if she doesn't have a father? But yesh lo'av, what happens though if she does have a father? The Mishnah continues. Then the Avia says, "Save a kabel gita lebita gita. Go receive the get." He says to a shliach, "Go receive the get for me, for my daughter." V'raita ba'al lachzer, and the husband wants to change his mind. Lo yachzer, cannot change his mind, because once the shliach gets the get, the woman is divorced. Remember, we learned this before. If the man sends a shliach to give the get to the wife, yeah, and in the middle he changes his mind before she gets the get, then it's not a get, because the husband retracted the get. Once she gets the get, her husband can't say, I changed my mind, she's divorced. You want to get married, you have to remarry her. If he's a kohen, he can't. Because a kohen cannot remarry a divorce, even his own wife divorcing. What happens though, if she makes a shliach, the second the shliach gets the get, she's divorced because it's her hand. She sent the shliach, it becomes her hand, so she's divorced right away. So then the husband cannot change his mind.
The reason she could appoint a shliach to accept the get if the father is dead is not because she's considered the court yet, right? And it's not because of the hand, he's dead. There is no tension of hand.
Therefore, she became the hand of the father, but even better than what she was before. Because until now, the father's control minimized her ability. But if there's no father, then her ability is stronger. That's the difference. In other words, the father minimizes the control that the girl has. So therefore, according to Rav Nachman, if the girl has a father, she cannot make a shliach, because it's minimized by the father's power. But if there is no father, so there's nobody minimizing her ability, then she could get it. She can make a shliach.
But a minor can't.
A minor cannot.
A minor
can never make a shliach.
The father is there.
Right.
When they're making shliach, they write the time and date in order not to be a problem?
The Gemara in Gittin has a whole issue with this. You know, what happens, Gemara says, a guy sends it, don't forget, didn't have texts, emails, phones, nothing, okay? Talking about primitive years ago, yeah? A man sends a get to his wife in a different city. Takes 2 weeks to get there, okay? 1 week into the thing, the husband says, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to divorce her. The shliach doesn't know that, right? The shliach, meanwhile, delivers the get. It looks good, everything's fine. Meanwhile, the husband really nullified the get. So she's still married. Then the woman takes the get and remarries. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara that sometimes the Chachamim uproot the Kedusha retroactively. Huh? The Gemara says a rule, Kol HaMekadesh, Adaita D'Rabbanim Mekadesh. When a guy does Kedushin, he does it with the rabbinic intent. Meaning, whatever the rabbis want, that's what it is. Okay? You know, when you say today, when you give a ring, by the chuppah, yeah? Say, Arei at Mekadesh Asli, Pedabazu, Kedat Moshe Yisrael. Why do you say those three words? Arei at Mekadesh Asli, Pedabazu, period. You're betrothed to me with this ring. But we add, Kedat Moshe Yisrael, like the laws of Moshe in Israel. This is to explicitly say, we're doing it the way the Chachamim want it. Sometimes the Chachamim see fit, the Gemara says, that they uproot the Kedushin retroactively.
On what basis?
In this case. Because the woman is going to go remarry with this get, innocently. She doesn't know. She gets a get. Right? She doesn't know the husband retracted the get. See, causing a woman to be killed, because for adultery you get killed, for no reason. Sigmar says, in this case, we're going to undo the retroactive Kedushin to begin with. She was never married. Therefore, now if she lives with somebody else, she's not going to be committing adultery. The Meisha Feinstein once permitted a mamzer, he undid a mamzer with this trick. What happened? They say the Rebbe gave him a yeshiker for doing it. But this is not something like they say, don't do this at home. There was a woman that was married properly, never got a get. Okay, and she married somebody else and had kids. So kids are mamzer. What do you do with mamzer? There's nothing you could do. You can't marry a regular Jew. The only one he can marry is another mamzer. But a mamzer is not allowed to marry a mamzer because the kids are mamzerim. All you're doing is multiplying mamzerim. Right? A mamzer can marry a convert, a geiris. Halachically, a mamzer could marry a geiris. Took him proper gears. But again, halacha says you don't. Because all their kids are going to be a mazedim. Sometimes they allow it if there's like an older person that cannot have kids. Whatever, they cannot have kids. So then they'll allow it because he can marry you. And you're not afraid of multiplying mazedim because there are no, she's too old to have kids or whatever. You know, she can't have kids, whatever. So what did he do? He made the first husband send a get to the wife through a shliach. First husband.
After all this happened.
Yeah. After the second kid was born, after everything.
Oh, wow.
He told the first husband to send a get to his wife. And after the shliach left, the husband nullified the get. So when the wife got the get, the Gemara says, you uproot the Kedushin retroactively. So what he accomplished was, the first Kedushin was never valid. Sure, she was never a married woman to begin with. And therefore the kid wasn't a mamzer.
That part goes back.
But here the get was given after the marriage. In the case, in the Gemara,
she stay married to, but if you uproot, and this is not normally done. This is a very unique situation. Normally you don't do this.
So he made the husband change.
No, they're not namzer anymore.
Huh?
He's namzer or not namzer.
Correct.
Moshe Chaim made the husband change his mind after he gave the get.
Mm-hmm.
Told him, okay.
This is all in the plan. This is all in the plan. Nullify the get.
And she received it.
And she received it. And she got the get.
So she has the right to marry.
So therefore, it's not a normal situation.
It's so simple.
I'm saying it's not so simple.
I know.
I said, don't do this at home.
Is married and goes and does this, you can
No, you can't do that. Trust me, when I can't do that. He did. It was a unique situation.
So what happens to the second husband? He's not married to her.
So now he marries him.
No.
How could she marry a guy without getting a gift? She's religious.
She did. Maybe she wasn't religious. Maybe then the kid became religious. The bottom line, the kid was a mamzer. How you had to undo the mamzer, that's all. You had to undo the being a mamzer, that's all. Okay. Now it starts a very interesting, strange Gemara. Normally we learned a ketana, a minor, cannot accept her own kedushin, correct? The father can accept for her, but she can't. What happens if a girl went ahead and did it? A kedushin. 10-year-old girl, on her own, went behind the father's back and accepted kedushin from this guy.
Is there a situation where, like, the father is mentally unable?
Yes, so you have to wait until the girl's old enough to do it on her own.
There's no bad thing, doesn't get involved in this situation.
You mean the problem is if the husband is mentally ill?
The father is mentally
ill. So then the girl just waits to get married until she's old and until she's 12 and a half. Big deal.
In this situation,
remember what Rabbi Yechonah said, by kedushin you can't.
In the case of a minor, how many could look at this girl's physical status? Is she fit to be married?
No.
Does not have to be fit to be married?
No. Hmm?
So the situation is that she decides on her own and she accepts the guy's proposal, marriage?
Yeah.
Back home with the girl. Is it straight or to
No, straight the man to the girl. Now the problem is like this. If the father finds out, that's what the Gemara is going to go into for a while, I mean. But the problem is, if the father finds out about it, he says, it's a good idea, then it would be a valid condition. Because then the father agreed to it. If the father says no, there's nothing to talk about, it's no good. But if later the father says, yeah, it's a good idea, so then she would need a get. Okay, let's see what the Gemara says.
If the father says it's a good idea, then she needs a get?
Yeah, then she becomes a full-fledged marriage. Because then the father agreed with it. Yeah. It was done with the father's intent. Retroactively, the fact that the father today says, yeah, it's a good idea, even though it happened 2 days ago, means the father agreed to it. It was with his consent. The Gemara is going to say, were they talking a shidduch before it just happened? I mean, the Gemara is going to discuss the details of this thing. Okay, so it says like this. Ketano, shenizgat sheshulei ledas avia. A girl that got kedushin without the permission of the father. Okay? The father doesn't tell her to do it. Rashi says the father didn't know about it. Amr Shmuel says, Tzrich a get, but tzrich a miyun. She needs both. She needs a get, And when she becomes 12, she needs to refuse him. Oh. And the Rebbe is going to explain why Shmuel is coming up with this brainstorm. But Shmuel says she needs a get and a miun and refusal. Okay? The Gemara says, what's the story? Amar Karna. Karna says, what are you talking about? Dvarim begai. There's something problematic with Shmuel said. Im get, lama miun. If she has a get, if she needs a get, what does she need to refuse it for? It means if she refuses enough, why does she need a get? Okay? He said, that doesn't make sense. Either need a get or miyun. If it's a valid kedushin, you need get. If it's not a valid kedushin, like if the mother or brother do it, so you need miyun. Why do you need both? Okay? Amrulay, so the people said to Karna, you know something? Mar ukva beidinre bekafri. Mar ukva and his best dinner in Kafri. You know, let's ask him. What did the guys do? Listen to this. The people sent the Shaila to Rav, but they switched Shmuel and Karna's opinion. Shmuel and Rav and Shmuel, were very good friends. So they wanted to hear what Rav really thought on his own, not because Shmuel said it. So they said Shmuel is what Karna said, and Karna is what Shmuel said.
Through the messenger.
They sent the Shaila to Rav to hear what Rav says, but they said, Shmuel says either one, you don't need both, and Karna said you need both. So they asked Rav, what do you say? Amar Luhu. So Rav said, what are you talking about? Oh, Alikim, I swear, it's like an expression, I swear, Tzricha get for Tzricha miyun, you need both. Was what Shmuel really said, but he thought that's not what Shmuel said. And he says, "V'chasle lezare da Abba bar Abba," and it far be it from Abba bar Abba, I'll tell you in a second, to say otherwise. And as Rav said, it can't be that Shmuel said this differently than me. So he understood that Shmuel also said the same thing. Now, Shmuel, it's interesting, was bar Abba bar Abba. Shmuel's father was Abba, and his grandfather was Abba.
Abba was Abba.
Abba's a name. Yeah, here, Abba means a father, but Abba was a name. In the Gemara, there's Rab Abba. Shmuel's father was Abba, and his father was Abba. It doesn't mean they were Sephardic, and they named their father died probably before he was born.
Maybe the worst father.
Huh? Babylonians, maybe. Iraqis, yeah, maybe. Okay, so the Gemara says the time of mind, but why do you need both? Okay, so it's interesting. Shmuel says you need both, Rav says you need both. Right? Why? Kind of, that's a good question. If you need a get, meaning if it's 100% valid condition, then a get is enough. If it's not, what mean? Why do you need both? So he says like this. He explained why. Tzricha get, they need a get. Why? Shemin isratza abe kedushin. Because maybe the father was happy with it. Maybe the father wanted this to happen. And we learned if it's father's happy with it, then it becomes 100% valid kedushin. Tzricha miyun, but why do they need miyun? Because like this. Shemin isratza abe kedushin. Maybe the father didn't want a kedushin. Okay? Maybe he didn't want. Therefore, they didn't need a get. They would only need miyun. Correct? But the problem is, they did give a get. So what are people going to think? And kedushin teifs and baches. I have to explain this then. It's very simple what the Gemara is saying. A man is not allowed to marry a woman and her sister. Even if he divorces his wife, he cannot marry the sister as long as she's alive. So pasuk in Chumash, Isha lachesa lisikach, litra lech, legalis ervosa leo b'chayeho. Okay? By the way, in Europe it's very common, you know, God forbid, the couple were married and the wife died, they used to die young, the husband would marry her sister. Because it was already in the family, so to speak. But as long as the girl's alive, you can't is capital punishment and the kid's a mamzer. Okay? If a man divorces his wife and marries her sister, it happens in America, by the way, you marry her sister, okay, it's capital punishment plus the kid's a mamzer. Okay? Now, what happened? This girl received kedushin. Okay? We don't know if the father wanted. So let's say the father wanted it, so then she needs a get. Okay? But it's also possible that the father didn't want it. Then the get is not a get. Then the get is not a get. If you didn't need it, it's not a get. Right? But people think that it is a good get. Then, what happens if that man does kedusha with this girl's sister? So if it's no get, right, then the sister is a wife. Because it's not his wife's sister anymore. There was never a wife to begin with. Right? It was never a marriage. So then the kedusha with that sister would be valid. But people think that because there is a get, that it's a real get, and therefore if somebody does kedusha with the sister, it wouldn't even be valid. And meanwhile, it would be valid because if the father didn't want the marriage, then the get is worthless, and that man that does kedusha with that woman, the sister, she would be a married woman. How do we solve that problem? By doing miyun also. Because now you're doing a get, because maybe it's valid. You're doing miyun, so people will see, oh, she's doing miyun, that means it's a questionable get to begin with. So they'll figure out what to do with the sister. Is it or isn't it?
If she has no sister, then there's no reason to have miyun.
Correct. But for another case there might be. You know, people say this case, that the girl did kedushin and she needed it, as a minor, she needed to get, they're going to think the same didn't apply, but it's a different situation when there is a sister.
So we have
me in every case. So the Gemara explains why Shmuel and Rav say you need get and miyun. Because we have a dilemma over here. If the father wanted that the girl, what she did, the 10-year-old, then she's 100% married woman. She needs a get. Because the father agreed. If the father didn't agree, so she's not a married woman. Right? So therefore the get is worthless. But people saw that she gives a get. They're not going to know it's worthless. They're going to think it's a divorced woman. Right? Then that man that did the kedusha with the 10-year-old will do kedusha with this girl's sister, who's over bas mitzvah. And they'll think it's not valid, because it's his wife's sister. But it's not really his wife's sister. The get was there just maybe. So therefore you need to do both. You need to do miyun.
Because only she's katana.
Right.
This narara.
This holding doesn't apply. She needs to get and finish. Even though, before we learned in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan said that here. No, paid back. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan says the kedushin divrei hakol aviyah v'lehi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a neider cannot accept her own kedushin. Only the father, right? Unless if she doesn't have a father. The Reish Lakish said a girl who's 12 can accept her own kedushin, but Rabbi Yochanan said no.
Last case that we read would accord to Reish Lakish, reasoning. Because we are focusing on Gatana, not Nahara. Right?
Yeah, but it'd be the same thing.
For Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't necessarily have to be like
right. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Nachman comes along, Rav Nachman says, Behu sheshitchu. This din that we said, that if a girl under bas mitzvah accepts her own kedushin, that she needs get and miyun, is only when the father, it was discussed already before. Then there's a possibility to think that the father agreed to it. But if there's no shidduch, okay, then there's no way that they're going to think that the father was maskim and that father was good, in other words, like this: if the shidduch was discussed before, and the father was aware of it, and then the girl went ahead and accepted the kedushin, yeah, then maybe the father agreed to it. Stam, a girl on her own, a 10-year-old girl goes on her own in the parking lot and accepts kedushin from a man. Yeah, there's no way the father's going to agree to it.
And even if the father says yes, it doesn't go to Tlati.
If the father says yes, it would be good.
Even they didn't discuss the shidduch before?
No.
What is this meaning? What is Amar Rahman Bahush says shidduch? What is it?
This case that we say that Shmuel and Rav hold you need a get and miyun is only when the shidduch was talked about before. In other words, the man that did kedushin spoke to the girl's father about making a shidduch. The father never said anything. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. Okay? But they spoke about it. Then it's possible to say the father agreed to it. But if there was no shidduch and nothing happened, wouldn't be good. And Rashi says that it would go retroactively good, not from now on. In other words, when the father agrees to it, does the kedushin become effective now or when the girl did it? Rashi says, from Rashi it implies that it's retroactively. Other Rishonim disagree. And they say when the father agrees, it would only start from now.
Not
huh? If she committed adultery in those 2 days. Let's say Sunday, she made this shidduch on her own with this boy. Okay? The father found out about it Tuesday. And he said, yeah, well, okay. Yeah? Good idea. You want to take care of her? Take care of her. Yeah? When did she become married? Sunday or Tuesday? What's the difference? If she committed adultery Monday. If she's not married until Tuesday, kedushin, I mean. So then she didn't commit adultery. If it's retroactive to Sunday, if she committed adultery Monday, then the guy would get, she's the minor, the guy would get killed. So that it would matter. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Ula Amar Ula says, Afil Mion Einet Tzricha. Ula, another opinion. I said, not Rav, not Shmuel, you're both wrong. The girl doesn't need not a get, not me or nothing.
Was void from the beginning.
Yeah, it never happened. The girl did it on her own, it's with us. So the Gemara says, Afagab the Shidchu. Even if they made a Shidduch, how can you, maybe the father agreed. So the Gemara says like this. Mandat Masn Ha. One that learns Ula's statement, that Ula is arguing and Shmuel, like Masnoha cannot learn what Rav Nachman said, that only they made a shidduch. In other words, this, Ula says you don't need anything. Right? If they made a shidduch, he couldn't be arguing and Shmuel, because then obviously the father agreed. So that means when Ula said, the girl doesn't even miyun, he didn't hear what Rav Nachman's din, that it's only if they made a shidduch. And, or Ikadami, other people say, Amar Ula Ula said clearly, Ktanish in his gacha shalela dasavia, it's a new din, he's not arguing a Shmuel or Rav. What he's saying is, Ktanish in his gacha shalela dasavia, a girl that did Kedushin without the intent of the father, Afilu miyun ain't a sikh, it doesn't need the miyun, because there's no question that it's speaking that the father wouldn't want, and is speaking without a shidduch. So therefore he says, even mean, and therefore he wouldn't necessarily be arguing on Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel says that when does she need get and miun? Both? Only if the shidduch was made before. They were speaking about it before. But if they weren't speaking about it before, even Rav and Shmuel say you don't need a get or miun. So then Ula is saying the same thing as they are. Nobody's disagreeing. Okay.